whatever happens the rest of the series, this to me is almost finally closing the sad, dark chapter of the last couple of years for Kobe Bryant and that Colorado fiasco.
Well, you know, he's changed his game. He went and broke all the records during the regular season, and he's finally built into the team concept where using his teammates. And, you know, you have to give him credit. He's an unbelievable player, but he's using Luke Walton's having career numbers in the playoffs. Kwame Brown, Lamar Odom has been fantastic. Smush Parker's made big plays and scored more. So all of their statistics are up. His are the only ones that are actually down by a lot, but he's building into that team concept. They're trying to build some things there. They have some young players like Kwame Brown that they're trying to develop and a Smush Parker. So you have to give them credit. They made plays. Devin George comes in and buries a few threes. And Sasa Vujicic off the bench has shot the ball well for them. So, you know, you give them credit. I didn't think we played our best basketball last game. I thought we started to play more Suns basketball and moving the ball. Steve was a little bit more aggressive, which he needs to be. And Sean got loose a little bit. But it's not for lack of effort. Our experience factor is not great. Boris Diaw, Leandro Barbosa, James Jones and things. It's kind of their first real playoff, so they're just getting a taste of it. So it's difficult. Playoff basketball and regular season basketball are different, and we don't have our horses up front. You know, without Amari and Kurt, we don't have the bangers or the physical presence that you need, but the guys are working hard, and I expect them to come out tomorrow with a lot of fire in their belly and ready to go.